Hello and welcome to ICIS Polyethylene Polypropylene podcast for Tuesday, the 18th December 2012. I am Tahir Ikram here with Chow Bee Lin in our Singapore office talking about the Asian market. So, Bee Lin, what is the first quarter market outlook for China's polyolefins?
Hi, Tahir. China's polyethylene and polypropylene import demand is likely to be slow in the first half of January as importers refrain from building up stocks ahead of the week-long Lunar New Year holiday due from 10 February. China's PE and PP import prices could come under pressure when trade slow down as more supply from the recently started up domestic plants may hit the market in January.
Oh, is that the case?
Yes. Around 1 million tons each of new PE and PP capacities were started up in China this year.
Oh, so when do you expect that olefins trade in China will regain its pace?
Right. Trades could regain momentum by the end of January as importers would need to restock for post-holiday consumption. And the price discussions for February shipments or March arrivals at that time could be higher because most importers and Chinese producers will be starting the new year with low inventories.
Right.
Many Chinese importers had bought raisins on a hand-to-mouth basis through 2012 because the uncertain global economic outlook had created much uncertainty in the price direction.
True.
And most raisin producers in China would also have drawn down their inventories by the end of December in preparation for the close of the financial year.
That's right.
Right? But the import prices may be capped if a large quantity of Iranian material is available and if downstream demand does not improve.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much, Bee Lin. And please don't forget you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.isis.com. Thanks very much for listening.